A surprisingly large jump in farm real estate values. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. If you bought or rented farmland in the last year, you probably paid a quite bit more for it. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
A new Agriculture Department report shows an average increase in the value of farm real estate from June 2013 to June of this year of just over 8%.
Frankly, I think the increase is surprisingly large.
The reaction of USDA's chief economist Joe Glauber after seeing that report, he had forecast back in February that farmland value increases would slow down, that the market would soften with projected bigger crops and lower prices. And it looks like we are going to get bigger crops. Prices are already falling.
But thus far, not showing up in land values.
At least not on this report. The report says on farm real estate, that's the value of land and buildings on farms, the average acre jumped 8% to $2,950. That's the overall national average.
Just pulling out some states, looking at farm real estate values, you look at Iowa showing average farm values around $8,500. That's up 10% from last year. Illinois, a little over $7,500 per acre. Again, up 7% or so.
Just looking at cropland only, this has gone up 7.6% on average, with the average acre worth $4,100, $290 more than the year before. Cash rents also up over the past 12 months, up 3.7%. So those farm real estate and land values continue to climb, just as they have over the last 3 or 4 years. The reasons in general?
Strong prices and very favorable interest rates.
Of course, we know the prices for many crops have plummeted in the last few months, with the expectations for big crops this fall. Glauber says that could mean lower farm incomes.
And will show up in lower cash rents, presumably, and lower land values.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.